dangling a carrot before the FCC.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Sirius and XM have been trying to persuade the government on the benefits of a satellite radio merger. Yesterday, Sirius CEO Mel Karmazin had a proposition. Approve this deal, and the new company will offer a la carte programming for as little as $6.99 a month. The plan goes before the FCC today. Commission Chair Kevin Martin's been pushing cable and satellite radio companies to offer channels on an a la carte basis, but it's not clear whether this will convince regulators the deal wouldn't create an abusive monopoly. The stock market moved higher yesterday. A big merger in the oil drilling biz gave investors energy, as did strong earnings from drug maker Merck. The Dow was up 92 to 13,943. The S&P added 7 points to 1541, and the NASDAQ gained nearly 3 to 2,690. Overnight, stocks in Hong Kong, Japan, and China were up, but the major markets in Europe have moved lower. This morning, we're looking for earnings from PepsiCo and AT&T. The price of wheat is near record highs. Droughts and heat around the world have cut supplies. Jeremy Hobson reports on how American wheat farmers are expecting to cash in.
World wheat supplies are at 26-year lows. That's partly because farmers have been switching crops to corn to cash in on ethanol. It's also because of severe weather conditions across the globe, says Joe Sowers, a market analyst at U.S. Wheat Associates.
Well, you have drought, you have flood, you have baking hot conditions, you have a freeze. So yeah, every single kind of weather problem that can be had has been seen this year.
And seen in big wheat-producing regions from Australia to the Black Sea. Much of the U.S., on the other hand, has had a great year, and farmers planted more wheat because of high futures prices. Professor Mike Wolverton at Kansas State University says that means the U.S. has the most wheat on hand for export.
So for the next 6 to 8 weeks, the United States will be the primary exporter to the world of wheat.
That plus record high price forecasts could spell big money for wheat growers. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
This summer's rainfall in Britain has been the perfect seasoning for Domino's. Fewer garden barbecues helped to boost pizza sales nearly 15%. Domino's new online presence was a factor, too. The company focused on the web after a ban on TV ads for junk food during children's shows. Domino's in the UK was spending 10% of its ad budget on spots during The Simpsons.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, also sponsoring PBS's CEO Exchange, shrm.org.
The largest private employer in America today, after Walmart, is Kohlberg Kravis Roberts. KKR is a buyout firm, indirectly employing about 500,000 people. It's more than McDonald's and twice as many as GM. Right now, buyout firms indirectly employ 5 million Americans. As Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, the American unions are struggling to come to terms with this new master of the American economy.
Private equity companies have raised more than $400 billion for buyouts in the last year alone. So when the 700 workers at Freightliner's Portland, Oregon plant voted to strike last month, they were worried about one thing, according to union negotiator Joe Keir, being bought out and laid off.
73% had expressed that this was the number one concern they had going into negotiations.
Keir gave up the union's retiree health insurance in exchange for a guarantee that if the company was sold, the union contract would remain in effect. Santa Clara Law School professor Stephen Diamond says these kinds of agreements can prevent layoffs.
Unions need some way to secure their achievements for the workforce from buyer to buyer. On the other hand, if this is, you know, shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic, it's not going to make much difference.
But Diamond says right now it's the best many unions can do, especially since employers say these contracts make their businesses harder to sell. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
What can Brown do for you? How about delivering some good earnings? UPS reports quarterly results this morning. As part of our series, Conversations from the Corner Office, Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl sat down with UPS Chief Mike Eskew.
You're a company that's incredibly reliant on a couple of things, really nice weather and gas that's not too expensive. What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, business-wise? Do you check the weather and the gas prices?
Well, you know what? It is an outdoor sport, and our people really handle it well. We've been doing it for 100 years. I think we know all the tricks. And with fuel, you know, we spend a ton of time really trying to minimize the impact with fuel. In each one of the brown package cars, we have 150 stops. We try not to turn left so we don't idle for stoplights. We minimize the miles. We look at all the different alternative fuels. We're the biggest user of the trains. We move as much on the ground and not in the air as possible. We've really learned to be efficient and to minimize those miles. And still, fuel is a big price.
What are your thoughts on the transportation infrastructure in this country? Are you satisfied with it?
No. I think that if we're going to compete as a country around the world, ports and airports and bridges and harbors and highways and trains, and it's not only the physical, it's the virtual, the broadband. I mean, as a country, our broadband capability is certainly not where it needs to be.
Well, let me ask you this then. You're a guy who can walk down to Washington, or go down to Washington anyway, and knock on doors, and people are going to answer it and sit down with you. What are you going to do about this?
Well, I do talk about those kinds of things, and I talk about how we can work together, both business and government, and talk about some of the things that have been successful with us in terms of these are the things we do, and how can we apply that to the highways and the rail system, for instance. If you could track every package, and we deliver 15 million every day, and know, in some cases, within inches where that package is, but we still have no idea what's on our highways or how to manage our highways or our rail system, I think there's an awful lot we could perhaps bring to bear there.
Sounds like a back-end management problem you guys could take on.
Well, it's certainly something we'd like to... I mean, I think that there's technology that can be applied here, and I think we have to start talking about how we require that technology to be applied.
Mike Eskew is the chairman and CEO of UPS. Mr. Eskew, thanks a lot for your time.
Good to be with you.
Marketplace is Kai Rizdahl. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening, and make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.